T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening, everybody? Great to be here with you. This is Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Fantastic to have you guys with us. Coming up in this particular hour, I think this is one of the more fascinating World Series matchups that we've had in recent years for one clear reason. I'll tell you what that is. My broadcasting counterpart, Rob Brown, does not like Miami's decision to go with Tua Tagovailoa at 5:40. I'm going to tell you why he is absolutely positively dead wrong. That and so much more coming your way in this hour of the show. Here's how you can be a part of what we've got going on. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, where if you follow us on our station account at ESPN Upstate, we will give you a shout out here live on the show. All you have to do is click that little follow button at ESPNUpstate.com. At ESPNUpstate.com. That is all you have to do. All right. Here we go. It is time for that little ditty that we call the top five at five. The top five biggest sports stories of the day. The top five biggest topics we're talking about. The top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right. At number five today, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we've got. Could you believe what you saw last night from the Dallas Cowboys? This team is awful, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely, positively deplorable. And don't give me this excuse that they don't have Dak, because they were 1-3 with Dak Prescott. The team is also awful. It starts at the top, and the Cowboys have major, major issues on their hands that are far greater than whether Dak Prescott is going to be there or not. Number one, and for starters, they play no defense whatsoever. Number two, Jerry Jones does this buddy-buddy system where he takes care of his guys and he ruins the cap to really put a competitive team on the field. Ezekiel Elliott is making $90 million, folks. Tennessee locked up Derrick Henry for 50. Is Ezekiel Elliott worth two of Derrick Henry's? If he's not, then you've got a major issue on your hand. In life, do not be the guy who surrounds himself only with like-minded people. That will never be the most successful guy. And that's exactly what Jerry Jones has done. He hires coaches that he can keep under his thumb. And now Mike McCarthy is kind of being exposed as a coach who gravy-trained off the success of Aaron Rodgers. Is he not? I mean, where is the impact that Mike McCarthy is having on this team right now? This team has awful contracts. This team is entirely controlled by one person who surrounds himself with yes men and is never challenged. And the culture problem right now that exists with the Cowboys is something to behold. You realize there are seven teams in the NFL right now that have not made the conference championship game since 1996, and the Dallas Cowboys are one of them. They have not made the conference championship game since my freshman year of college. Incredible. They joined the Bengals, the Browns, Washington, Detroit, Miami, and Buffalo in that unfortunate category. So what's the solution for the Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen? I'm all ears, and I'd love to hear from you. Next up, You know, once every couple of months, your humble host here finds himself in the world of virality for one reason or another. And I own it, and I'm all about it. And unfortunately, the way that society works is you only really go viral if people are upset with something you said. So here's what I said that has your humble host here in virality today. If you're a true fan, you adopt all of a city's teams. Way too many folks love the Braves but hate the Falcons. That's weak as hell. It doesn't work that way, and I'm here to collect your fan cards. Pick a city and accept all of their teams. Don't be a one-team bandwagoner. That's what I've said. That's what I believe. We can debate it. We can have fun with it. It's meant as fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's meant as fun. It's not meant to get all bent out of shape about. It's meant as fun. But I do believe that. I do believe that because I've seen way too many people running smack on the Falcons that are dying when the Braves lose to the Dodgers. And I just don't understand that. That's not how I grew up. I grew up in Houston, Texas. You liked the Oilers, you liked the Rockets, you liked the Astros. You liked all three teams. You couldn't pick and choose. I'm not going to like that one. In Tampa Bay, I like the Rays, I like the Bucks, I like the Lightning. Again, you get all the teams or you get none of the teams, right? I just don't understand that. And maybe one of you guys can explain to me what I'm missing here. But anyway, want to let you know that I've elaborated on this opinion on the front page of ESPNUpstate.com with the blog, if you love the Braves but hate the Falcons, turn in your fan card. Cherry picking one team from a city is weak. It is on the front page of ESPNUpstate.com right now for your reading pleasure. Next up. All right, at number three, you know, I'm tired of hearing all of this stuff about who can throw the ball the furthest, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of hearing all that. Why don't we settle that, ladies and gentlemen? Because if you're unaware, the NFL is looking at getting rid of the Pro Bowl. They're looking at getting rid of the Pro Bowl completely. They're not going to do it this year. And to that, the players say hallelujah. But what... is it just me, or would you love to see an NFL skills challenge? I would love to see that, man. I would absolutely love to see a skills challenge. And I'm going to ask Lonzo here what he'd like to see, but what I've put down is as follows. I'd love to know who the fastest player in the NFL is. Is it rookie Henry Ruggs from Alabama on the Las Vegas Raiders? That wouldn't be a good look for the NFL if someone who is just in college is faster than any one of you guys, right? Is it Henry Ruggs? I'd love to know who can throw the ball the furthest. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. You know, I'm watching Troy Aikman last night. He said, there's nobody on planet Earth who can throw the football further than Josh Allen. I'd love to see him prove that. He went to a Josh Allen pro day in Laramie, Wyoming, said he threw it 80 yards. I'd love to know for sure who can throw it the furthest. I'd love to know who can throw it the hardest. I'd love to know who the strongest player in the National Football League is. I'd love to know with G-Force who the hardest hitter in the NFL is. Who's the hardest hitter? Who do you least want to get nailed by? And finally, who's the most elusive player in the National Football League? I keep thinking about like Nerf balls flying at guys and the one who can evade the most of them coming at them in a football-style way might be the winner of the most elusive player in the NFL. We get this in the NBA. We have the slam dunk contest. We have the three-point shooting contest. We do an event that's called the Skills Challenge in the NBA. But why don't we do that for the NFL? Man, that would be awesome. What say you? Next up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We are, can you believe after this weekend, we're already going to be halfway through the college football season? Can you believe that we are here already? Unbelievable, man. Absolutely unbelievable. Here's what I've learned thus far about the SEC. I've learned that South Carolina is a doggone football team, doggone good football team, and they should expect to beat LSU this weekend walking away. Number one, LSU right now looks to be without the services of starting quarterback Miles Brennan. Okay, that's a big-time problem, all right? That's point number one. But number two, you're just a better team than the LSU Tigers are right now. You know, ESPN's FPI says South Carolina has a 29% chance to win the game. I'd like to invert those numbers. I think the Gamecocks have a 92% chance to beat the Tigers on Saturday. Other points throughout the SEC. Florida is going to have to be adequate on defense to beat Georgia, and they're not there yet. And I say that simply because Georgia's adequate on offense. You know, if one of those two sides is adequate on one side of the ball and elite on the other, Florida's elite on offense, Georgia's elite on defense, the Gators have a chance in that one, but they're not yet where they need to be on the defensive side of the ball, and they play again 11 days from right now. Will Florida use the time off? I mean, can they scheme a better defensive effort out of it, or is it just poor personnel? You wouldn't think so. I mean, all these guys on defense for the Gators are four starts. You wouldn't think so. It's hard to kind of figure out what's going on there in Gainesville. LSU is the West's worst team. And then finally, Kentucky, my opinion, can beat any team in the SEC. That's what I've learned. You turn the ball over to Kentucky, they're going to beat you. It was Tennessee last weekend. It could have been Florida. It could have been Texas A&M. It possibly could have been Alabama as well. If you turn the ball over to Kentucky with that defense, fundamentally sound play under Mark Stoops, their leader, they could beat you, any team in the Southeastern Conference. And finally, Tua Tagovailoa has been named the starter for the Miami Dolphins now moving forward. So what do you guys think about this? I would love your thoughts. Tua played a little bit in their last game against the Jets, and then there was this amazing scene where he went back out to the field after the game with nobody there and just kind of sat down to take it all in. I love it. I love it. And the Dolphins and Brian Flores are telling you that they're ready, that Tua's ready to make this happen. And I think the Dolphins now become a very exciting team. You tip your hat to Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're 3-3. 3-3 is better than anyone predicted the Dolphins would be. But you see, the Georgia Bulldogs have a similar decision right now. You know, they're sitting there with one loss. They're sitting there in the pole position, and they've got to say to themselves, you know, do we want to ride around every day in a four-door sedan, or do we want the sports car? Do we want to go from Stetson Bennett to JT Daniels? Miami has a chance to win this division this year. And don't laugh and don't take anything away from them, because that is absolutely positively the case. They have every chance to win the division this year. They are one game back of the division lead right now. They're 3-3. Buffalo's 4-2, and Lonzo's Patriots are 2-3. So you make the move. You make the move to give your team the best chance to have a special season, and I love it. More details on why I love it coming up at 5:40 in this hour. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The Texans, the text line is there for you at 71307. Simply start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan on Air. If you follow us on our social media page, we'll give you a shout-out here live on the air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C, Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the ways you can be in touch with us here on the show. All right, coming up. Your texts, your tweets, your calls on all of the above in our top five at five, and some fascinating stats on the World Series, which begins tonight, a series that you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Text coming in from Panda. He says, so the CNN guy was fired for stroking more than his ego while watching adult videos on a different screen while he was in a separate Zoom room by himself while the rest of people in the meeting were in two different breakout rooms. Those breakout rooms ended and caught him in the act. Lonzi, you didn't tell me that part of the story. I didn't hear that part of the story at all.
Well, first of all, I didn't have time for all that detail.
Come on, man. You left out the deets.
No, I left out the stuff that would make you happy. Sorry. Yeah,
how dare you do that? A texter says the Dallas Cowboys need to get rid of Ezekiel Elliott. He's overpaid and lazy. He's not a student of the game. And I don't think he really cares if they win or lose. He's got his money. The way they could shed some payroll and replace his lazy ass, I can't stand him. Lonzo, your thoughts?
I mean, that may very well be true. The only reason why Mark's putting this on me is because he went to Ohio State, and that has nothing to do with his habits after he left the team. I don't know if he's lazy or not. All I know is he said that he would never fumble again. And once you put that in your head and you get that in your mind that I can't fumble, you're dooming yourself. He's got to let that stuff go. He put that on himself, and I'm not saying he cost him the game, but he sure got it heading in the wrong direction.
Love my Braves and my Falcons, win or lose, a texter says. This is a fan that gets it. Another texter says, we have to become the fan of pro teams naturally as we grow up instead of having them just down the road from us. We didn't all grow up in a metropolis, Mark. I'm sure if we had a grouping of major pro teams in Greenville, we would cheer for them universally, but we don't. Come on now. So, yeah, we do have teams in Greenville, and I cheer for the Triumph, and I cheer for the Swamp Rabbits universally. You know, I accept all of the teams here. And so I simply ask that you do the same. You know, the problem is simply with the Braves, right? I mean, this is the issue here. So the Braves and then the marketing job that the Carolina Panthers had. Right. So you guys were either Atlanta Falcons or Dallas Cowboys before the Panthers got here. But the Panthers made the logo both states together, and the Panthers called themselves the Carolina Panthers. And even though they picked the same color scheme as every other team in North Carolina, they really appealed to you, which really kind of unfairly pulled at your heartstrings as fans in the upstate, because where do you go? You've been a fan of the Falcons, you've been a fan of the Braves, but now the team to the north is tugging at your heartstrings. So here's what I say, and here's been my rule the entire time. You pick a city, you like all the pro teams in that city. If you want to be a Panthers fan and you're also a Braves fan, okay, but you've also on some level have to accept the Falcons in that sense. It just feels like bandwagoning BS to like the great Atlanta Braves and to be piling on the Falcons. And I am anti-bandwagoners. I'm just anti-bandwagoners. You know, they told me the same thing with Clemson fans. They said I've even had Clemson fans that have told me this, you know, off the air, off the record. I've had Clemson fans tell me this, folks, that like our fan base doubled in size when we got good. So I tip my cap to the Clemson fans that were there in the negative eras, in the bad eras. I tip my cap to you guys who stuck around in the Tommy Bowden era and so on and so forth, because you guys are the real fans, you know. But even you guys have told me that the fan base doubled once Clemson got good. That's really what I have an issue with here. Mark, you asked what you're missing, so here goes. Your point regarding your experience in Tampa and Houston isn't applicable to us in the upstate. We don't have a local pro baseball team to root for, so the team of the Southeast, the Braves, was the home team. That doesn't change when the Panthers come to town in 94, also during the most important time to have been a Braves fan. Hypothetically, if someone had been a Braves fan and Falcons fan in 93, but then chose to support the home football team, the Panthers, then they'd need to turn in their fan card if they didn't choose to hate the rival Falcons. An inadvertent consequence from your ridiculous argument is that you're now basically trying to convince all of us that we can't be baseball fans because there's not a team in South Carolina or North Carolina. That's not at all what I'm saying. I said pick a city and like all the teams from that city. I mean, that's not at all what I said. Panthers fans can't be Falcons fans. Hornets fans can't be Hawks fans. Let me see here. As the text line goes along, here we go. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. I want to shift gears here, and you guys can chime in on all the above. You guys know we always have an open format. You can call in, you can text, you can talk, you can call, do whatever you want, and open format for you guys here on the show. But tonight, we get going with the World Series. And I think this is a fantastic matchup. And I may not like it that it seems like the Braves have millions of more fans than the Falcons, because it feels to me like it's because the Falcons suck and the Braves are great and we're going to turn our back on the home team. I may not like it. But the reality of the situation is the Braves had the weight of the world on their shoulders, right, for the whole team, for the whole city of Atlanta. We detailed yesterday on the show just how much suffering the city of Atlanta has had to go through. And we detailed like the top eight most heartbreaking moments for that city. And the Braves have an incredibly young team, man. Riley and Acuna and Albies and all these guys, they're all 25 and under, you know, and it's a lot to put on one team to expect them to overcome that. But if I asked you today, who is the team in the city of Atlanta that's going to end the misery? Is it going to be the Atlanta Braves? Is it going to be the Georgia Bulldogs? You know, we had Michael Collins on the show yesterday. He says Braves over Bulldogs. He thinks the Braves win a World Series title before the Georgia Bulldogs win a national championship. So anyway, I wanted to share some numbers with you here that are going to blow your mind, okay? You guys wearing socks? Good, because I'm about to blow them off here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. This year, with the weird way that we've done the payrolls, playing only 60 games, and then the prorated pay that teams have, these are prorated salaries, right? So you look at 60 games out of 162, and what is the percentage here? 37%. The numbers I'm about to give you are 37% of the size of the normal payrolls for these teams. So here you go. The Dodgers payroll this year, 2020, is $108 million. The Tampa Bay Rays payroll this year, here in 2020, is $28 million. $108 million payroll to a $28 million payroll. Do you guys realize that the payroll the Dodgers are expending right now on Clayton Kershaw and Mookie Betts alone is greater than the entirety of the Tampa Bay Rays baseball staff, baseball roster? It's greater than the entirety of it, okay? So you're saying to yourself, well, Mark, why is this World Series going to be any good? How do the Rays even have a chance? Well, they do have a chance, all right? They do have a chance. Among teams that have possessed a payroll advantage of $10 million or greater, the World Series record is 9-4. That's not open and shut. That's not night and day. The team with a larger payroll in general has gone on to win 10 of the last 16 World Series championships and won eight, has gone 10-6 and won 8 of the last 10 World Series championships. So all of that is to say, with Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber in my ear screaming at me that there's a chance, all of that is to say that the Rays have a chance in this series, and you wouldn't think it. And isn't that, folks, one of the beauties, one of the most beautiful things about baseball is that, you know, money can't buy you everything. Money can buy you a better chance. Money can buy you better odds. But whereas, you know, if you look at professional soccer, Manchester United, Liverpool, these sides are always great every single year because there's no salary cap and they simply can afford players that nobody else can. Baseball's just a different game, man. Best team in the league wins 60% of the time. Worst team in the league wins 40% of the time. And because of that, despite the fact that the Rays are being out-dollared in payroll, $108 million to $28 million, I think they've got a chance in this series. Lonzo, have I sold you on giving the World Series a shot?
No, I'm still not going to give the World Series a shot because I don't like baseball, and I'm going to be consistent with that. But if I were to root for one team or the other, I'm rooting for the Dodgers just because I have a buddy who's a big-time Dodgers fan, and I would like to see him be happy.
You know, I've seen a bunch of Braves fans making their World Series predictions today, and amazingly, every single one of them is picking the Rays. I can't imagine why that would be, but every single one of those guys is picking the Tampa Bay Rays. So what do we think, and what are our series predictions? I'm going to say Dodgers in seven. I think this is a super team. I think they just have a little bit too much. The Rays have all of the heart and belief and pitching, and they have some veteran leadership with guys like Charlie Morton on the team. By the way, Charlie Morton not being an Astro was the difference in the Rays-Astros series. And the Astros tried to hit their fans over the head with they couldn't afford Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton signed a two-year, $30 million deal with the Rays. The Rays can't afford anything. The Rays can't afford anything. And they pulled Charlie Morton away from the Houston Astros. Morton goes in Game 7, beats the Astros in Game 7, and now the Rays have him in the World Series. You know, I don't think people truly understand just how amazing what the Rays have done is. You know, it's bringing a BB gun to a war and then doing well in the war with a BB gun. They have to be better. They have to be smarter than anybody. You want to know who the best manager in MLB is? Kevin Cash. You want to know who the best management team is in Major League Baseball? The Tampa Bay Rays. Because they are doing more with less than anybody in sports. All right, let me see here. We got to get caught up on the text, and you guys are doing a great job of filling the text line, which I greatly appreciate it, man. This topic is just the topic that keeps on giving here. Let's see here. Mark, there are no such things as rules on sports. The only thing that exists are a few tendencies that people happen to follow. I could live in Tampa, but like the Braves, Patriots, Lakers, and Red Wings, and there's nothing wrong with that. Well, I think that's cheap sauce, man. Let's see here. Texter says, nobody cares about the sorry Falcons. The Braves are the South's team, not just Atlanta. You know, I lived in Florida, before there were the Rays and the Marlins. I'm that years old, you know. I am that years old. And I never got caught up in the stuff that the Braves were my team just because they were the only team on TV. I never bought into that. I said, I'm going to pick a city. I'm going to like all the teams from that city. And I'm not gonna budge from that. Let's see here. A texter says, Gamecock fan here from South Carolina, Braves fan and Falcons fan. Can't pull for Georgia or Georgia Tech. Jeff, the Gamecocks are your college team. I totally get that. You're 100% okay and in the right. A texter says, Mark, I grew up in Connecticut, big-time Red Sox fan, Patriots and Celtics fan. But there was a hockey team in Connecticut called the Hartford Whalers. I was a huge Whalers fan. Are you okay with that? By the way, the Whalers are actually the Carolina Hurricanes now. Well, they came to your hometown, right? So you're accepting the team in your hometown. So absolutely, I'm on board with you there. Texter says Atlanta United FC won the championship. Atlanta's drought was over last year. I wish, Texter, that everybody viewed it that way, but that's not the thing.
Wait, what sport is that?
Soccer, Lonzo. Atlanta United.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. The Rays are Chris Kyle with that BB gun, a texter says. They're incredible. They're incredible. The Rays have better management than the Dodgers. The Rays have better management than the Braves. The Rays have better management than anybody because of what they overcome given the obstacles that they face. For crying out loud, folks, In a shortened season, their payroll is $28 million to $108 for the Dodgers. And yet we expect them to give us a competitive game. You know, this is Northern Illinois against Alabama. That's what you're getting, and we expect Northern Illinois to be competitive. I mean, these are the financial disadvantages that the Rays have. And yet, each and every day, each and every week, we expect them to be competitive, and they're going to be competitive. I just think the Dodgers have too much, and I think the Dodgers ultimately win this series in 7 games. All right. Let's see here. A texter says, Mark, I have to agree with you. Growing up in New Hampshire, I was just taught, it was just taught into us. Now, here's a guy, Lonzo, that didn't grow up in a big city, grew up in New Hampshire. So he says it was just taught to us that we support the Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, no matter what. I just find it funny how after every Super Bowl, you see a few teams, you'll see a few of flags pop up on lawns down here, and you didn't see them before. But see, that's the thing. And so, you know, like people have been throwing sharp, pointy objects at me about this take all day, but it's just how we grew up. You know, it's not, you know, I didn't say this to be offensive. I said it because I think it's fun, and I said it because I think it's an entertaining conversation. But it's how I grew up. It's how other texters here grew up. Like I grew up, you grew up liking the Oilers, the Rockets, the Astros. Those were the Houston teams. You didn't have an option not to like one of the Houston teams. That's how it goes.
On behalf of the upstate listeners, I would just like to say bless your heart.
Thank you, Lonzo. Thank you, Lonzo. Bless my heart all the way to number one in the ratings. All right, coming up next on the show, I'm going to tell you how and why the Dolphins are making exactly the right call on Tua Tagovailoa. That's next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. The Miami Dolphins are absolutely doing the right thing by starting Tua Tagovailoa. And my broadcast partner, Rob Brown, doesn't like it. He says, man, Ryan Fitzpatrick led you to 3-3, and now you're bailing on him after he led you to 3-3. Folks, the reality of the situation is that the Dolphins are absolutely doing the right thing. You know, people have done studies on this, and I've had on the show Vinny Iyer, who wrote an article, which is better for rookie franchise quarterbacks to start or sit? Which is better for them? Which is better for them in totality? And the numbers show you, while it's not absolute, right? While nothing in life is absolute, the numbers show you that it's generally, that it's better to start. It's better for them to start over sitting, okay? Here are the results. Quarterbacks since 2018, right? So 2018 and before, that sat and succeeded. Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Cutler and Jared Goff, Jay Cutler and Jared Goff. Sat and failed. There were 11. Rex Grossman, J.P. Losman, Jason Campbell, Byron Russell, Brady Quinn, Josh Freeman, Tim Tebow, Jake Locker, Christian Ponder, Johnny Manziel, and Paxton Lynch. Started and succeeded. There were 16. Started and failed, there were 12. Okay, so you do a little check of the numbers here, and all those people that are thinking, man, we got to protect these young guys, we got to have them earn their way and carry the clipboard and learn from the starter. The success rate of those who sat first is 38%, right? The success rate of those who played first are 57%. Which group do you want to be in? Now, if it's totally even Steven, you'd have even numbers. And you'd be able to say, well, what's good for one team might not be good for the rest. Right, might not be good for the others. But the numbers say, by 57% to 38%, that the quarterbacks who play right away have a better long-term outcome. You could say, well, Mark, the players that play right away are probably better than the players that sit right away. That also could be true. The players who started right away and succeeded: Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott are on this list as well. Started and failed. Byron Leftwich, Kyle Bowler, Vince Young, Matt Leinart. They have Matt Stafford on the failed list, which I love. Mark Sanchez, Sam Bradford, Blaine Gabbert, Brandon Whedon, Charlie Manuel. These are some of the names on the list of those who failed that started right away. What do you guys think? I mean, look, you commend Ryan Fitzpatrick for a job well done. You tip your cap to him. You say, man, you 3-3 with the Dolphins, the way they started the season, we have a chance to win the division. But the time is now, and you're just essentially wasting time by prolonging the inevitable if you keep that going. That's exactly what you're doing. All right, let's get right to the phones right now. And Lonzo, I can't see who's on the line here. I do not have a text. Who do we got?
Maybe I sent it to the wrong person. My bad. We have John on the line.
John, where are you calling from today? John, thanks for the call.
I'm in Greenville now.
John in Greenville. I'm calling. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you. And now that you mentioned Mark Sanchez, I'm thinking the skill has to do a lot with that list that you just gave. Because And talking about Mark Sanchez, I'm a Jets fan, man. So I got a favor and a question.
Sure.
A favor. I don't know, being in the industry that you're in, if you can gather your buddies and put some pressure on the Jets to get rid of this head coach. I don't know what the heck is going on over there. Because he should have been fired like a long time ago. I don't know what they're doing. And two, the question is, has anybody posted the question to Trevor Lawrence whether or not who's in the first overall pick is going to influence whether he comes out?
Wait a minute. Now, your name is, you said Jason, right?
John.
John, do you agree with my assessment that you accept all professional teams from a city? So you pick a city and then you like the teams from that city?
Ah, man, it's weird because, for example, I'm from Jersey. I moved here from Jersey, and I am a Yankees fan, I'm a Jets fan, and I'm a New Jersey Devils fan. I was a Nets fan, and they moved it, and so I felt like that was a free pass for me to jump on the Golden State Warriors. Call it bandwagon.
Oh my God.
Me watching basketball again, you know? They got me watching basketball again. I hadn't watched it in a long time, so I just figured, you know what? I started going to their games and stuff when they came to the area. So I'm a little on the board. I'm on the border on that because of that reason. You know, I do agree that you have to be consistent a little bit, but some a situation like that, you know, doesn't happen often. But I'm thinking about dumping the Jets at this point too, because they are, I don't know what the heck they're doing.
my man John here is in the 50th percentile on this. John, we'll answer this question for you here. We don't know what Trevor Lawrence thinks. You know, we ran a poll on ESPN Upstate Twitter over the weekend. We said if the Jets get the number one pick, if you're Trevor Lawrence, would you go back to school? And it was 60-40 people saying they'd go back to school. Now, a lot of those are probably Clemson fans who want him to go back to school, right? Right? But the reality is they said, man, if that's the outcome, if that's where you're going, they think they'd go back to school. Mike Greenberg on ESPN Radio, and he's a Jets fan, he said he thinks he would advise Trevor Lawrence not to come out if the Jets have the number one overall pick. But let me give you some really interesting numbers here, because we've had on the show Seth Walder, who is the ESPN analytics guru, right? And I said to him yesterday, I said, Seth, is there any way, anywhere you can give me updated odds on the number one overall pick? And he sent them to me, John. And here's what we've got.
We're going to screw that up too, man? Don't tell me that.
No. Here you go. Updated odds. Chargers number 5, 2.6%. Washington number 4, 5.4%. Giants number 3, 11% chance to get the number one pick. Jaguars number 2, 16.7%. Running away with it, 57.4% chance of having the number one overall pick is the New York Jets. 57%.
Hey, that sounds like a reason to celebrate, man.
There you go.
At this point, with the season we're having,
it was
a wide open division, man. It's crazy.
If you just use your eyes, isn't it obvious the Jets are way worse than anybody else? You know, the Chargers and the Jets aren't even playing the same game. Washington, Jets, Jacksonville. I mean, these are teams that have a pulse. The Jets have none. They've been pronounced dead on arrival.
I don't think they're trying, man. Honestly, I feel like the players are at the point where they're just going out there seeing what happens. But I don't think they care anymore, man. And I don't blame them. I mean, I don't know what the heck Adam Gase is still doing over there. I don't know what he's done in his career to be there other than coach, what's his name, Peyton. So I'm at the point where, like I said, I had all types of hopes for this year because Tom Brady was leaving and I was tired of seeing him in the division. And then here we go. The Dolphins are doing better than we are. That's insane.
There you go. John, thanks so much for the call, pal. I do greatly appreciate it. Great to hear from you, John, in Greenville. The best thing we heard today is coming your way next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, the upset pick challenge is so big. We got people sending us upset picks on Tuesday, man. You guys got to hold on Thursday for this. You can't expect me to keep track of all these upset picks coming in 7 days a week. All right, Lonzo, time for the best thing we heard today. What do we got? Lonzo, I can't hear you. Lonzo
my
going
bad,
once.
My bad.
Lonzo going twice.
Oh, you still can't hear me. There we go. All right, this is self-serving, but I don't care because I have the button.
This is all about Ohio State, and I think they are way ahead of everyone else, and you mentioned the Penn State situation a minute ago. They've lost a couple of really key players, maybe they're obviously their best player, and I think, you know, they're Penn State's one shot is in 2 weeks when they take on Ohio State on Halloween. That's an epic game. That's one of the most anticipated games of the year in college football, the whiteout at Happy Valley. So that they have a shot. I don't think they can do it, but they have a shot.
There you go. We will see. Big Ten begins play this coming weekend. A loaded final hour for you awaits here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.